Hello, this is not an ordinary episode of Journey of the Monkey King. For a Patreon bonus episode, myself and MJ have recorded a audio commentary track for the first episode of BBC's Monkey. What you're about to hear is just a couple of extracts of us reacting to the episode, and if you want to hear the full thing, you can subscribe to the Patreon.
The commander of the heavenly host made ready his majesty's litter.
So that's actually Zhu Baji. They introduce the rest of the characters kind of, I get more organically with the intro here than in the novel.
I mean, given how we get to know Zhu Baji in the novel, it's an understandable creative decision.
It's that Monkey King, Holy One, the one who began to think. Who knows what he'll do now he's learned something.
This guy has googly eyes on his hat, on his hat.
It's a statement, I'm here for it.
That guy, I don't know, that helmet looks like something out of Doctor Who, actually.
Maybe they shared a costume. Oh no, it was filmed in Japan.
Yeah.
I like the idea of them sharing a costume department, though.
There's just some kind of weird wormhole in the costume department between the studio in Japan and the BBC.
Yeah.
They don't even realize it. They just, like, find each other's stuff randomly.
You know, like, in the Terry Pratchett books, if you read them, L-Space, where all libraries are connected?
Yeah, every costume department.
I feel like it's plausible. They're... My cloud! Right. They could be chaotic. I was gonna say, I kind of hoped that actual Chinese actors were used for the dub, but it was written in the 80s.
Oh no, so. It's definitely just random English people.
Oh, of course
doing
it is.
These accents. Like, I haven't looked that up, I am just certain that it is without checking.
BBC in the 80s.
Every copper or so, they hold a peach banquet.
Oh. Well, it's just to prove how well I'm thought of. Go.
You know how this goes. I don't know why you're trying to prevent it.
I don't know. It's like... Oh. It's like seeing someone split up in a horror movie. You know what's going to happen, but you have to...